time for the big boy sports recap brought to you by.
Finally, big boy. Hit the wrong buttons again over there?
No, I hit the button. It just didn't take.
Oh, okay.
I blame the computer myself, but.
Yeah, because computers make a lot more mistakes than you.
This one does. They just hate me. All right, so let's. You're all dressed up to go golfing tonight. We'll get to that in a second.
No.
It's Tuesday.
I'm going golfing tonight, but I'm not. Obviously, I don't have a collared shirt on, Adam. I'm playing Graywall, you know.
I understand that.
I had to walk and watch my daughter in the qualifying of junior golf this morning.
How'd she do?
The top two make it to the finals next week. She came in second. She's in the finals next week.
Excellent.
Yes.
She had congratulations, Leah.
Really rough start. Like, really rough. She went 7-10-7. I'm like, oh, she's done. And then she went, like, par, par, bogey, bogey.
And all right.
Came back.
Well, obviously, we'll be chopping at the bit to hear how she does. Keep us posted.
All right. Next Wednesday morning.
Okay. You know what I want to start with today?
The Tigers.
Nope.
Wow.
I want to start with the Lions today.
Oh, because I just gave you the news that you didn't even know about.
I did not realize that there was a done deal. Anquan Boldin is a Detroit Lion. Go ahead now.
Plan to sign him, which means they are signing him.
I thought
they're
it was a done
finalizing
deal.
Finalizing the deal right now. They're signing him. They're just working on numbers. He's also 36 years old.
I knew you had to poo-poo it somehow. Go ahead.
He's slow, Adam. He's slow.
It's still Anquan Boldin.
Okay, it's a name.
It's not just a name. Anquan Boldin is one of
value,
the best route runners in the game.
His value to the Lions goes far beyond the football field.
That's exactly right, too.
Yes, I agree. He's going to groom the younger receivers.
So, did you see any of the numbers that they're throwing around? Because I did not.
No, probably not much. I'd say $1.5 million.
You think it'll be that low?
Yeah. Well, I'll probably have it. Probably like $1.5 million with a really incentive base.
Yeah.
Because last year he wasn't that good. He does have 13,195 yards receiving in his career, which is pretty good.
Who was throwing him the ball last year, buddy?
What?
You said he didn't have a good year.
Yeah, it's true. San Francisco.
I mean, don't you think that Matthew Stafford probably is going to be a little bit better for him?
Probably, yes.
I would
think so. He is number 17 all-time in receiving yards, number 12 in receptions, and number 33 in receiving touchdowns in the history of the NFL. So he was a good player.
He's still going to be a good player.
Was a good player. Speaking of guys that were a good player, Greg Jennings announced his retirement.
I think that was about due, though.
Yeah,
not you.
He's, you know, how people like drop a step, you know, when they get older. I think he dropped like 4 steps.
Well, I also think that he lost the desire too.
Yeah, he didn't have Favre or Rodgers throwing the ball anymore.
Speaking of which, a little hiccup with Jordy Nelson, huh?
Oh my gosh,
are you worried?
He has been put on the physically unable to perform list. He had an incident with his left knee.
Was he playing frisbee on the beach or something? What happened?
I don't know. But the left knee's not the one he tore, so I don't know. Please tell me he didn't tear the left knee now.
Gosh.
He said he is going. It's not out of the question he's going to play in the preseason, but he will be ready for week one.
Okay.
But he's not a doctor
now,
either.
Oh, he made that statement.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, so I do want to give some props to the Green Bay Packers organization and the players. Today they started training camp, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the tradition?
Riding the bikes?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, I gotta admit.
Well, you said something's cool about the Packers. Wow.
I gotta admit, that's
You're
pretty
growing
neat.
As a Lions
oh,
fan.
Hush. I've always given respect to the organization. Have I not?
Not always on this show.
I have told you that I think that the Packers and the Red Wings are very similar in the way they run their organization. So, I'm just saying, I thought that was a very cool thing, riding the kids' bikes in. I mean, those kids, every one of them was walking a foot off the ground.
Okay.
It was great.
It was really cool. And then they had the family weekend, I think it's Saturday.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. So, was that a segue into your next thing?
Go ahead.
The Red Wings? Danny DeKeyser, staying home.
Do you know that he was
6 years, $30 million, and he also said, I never wanted to play anywhere else.
Well, he's got it.
He's only 26.
He did file for arbitration
Yeah.
His name is Peter Mrazek. We're going to talk about that in a second. Peter Mrazek and Danny DeKeyser were the only two that filed for arbitration. They reached an agreement, 6 years, $30 million with DeKeyser. However, 9 a.m. deadline tomorrow morning, and Mrazek and the Red Wings are very far apart.
They are.
If you remember, we talked about the numbers yesterday. Hang on, I got them right here. 2 years, $2.7 million first year, $3.15 the second. Mrazek's agent is saying, no. $5 million per season.
Really?
So,
DeKeyser is a Detroit native, right?
I do know that. I expected nothing less. And I think that was a big number. I was actually kind of surprised.
$5 million a year average, yeah.
I think that's a big number for him. However, did you know this? If the Mrazek arbitration hearing happens, if they don't reach an agreement by tomorrow morning, he will be the first Red Wing in 20 years to go to arbitration. 20 years. That really surprised me. All right, we'll take a break. Nothing to say about
how much is he worth?
I don't know. He didn't give himself a very strong case last year, is all I'm saying.
So arbitration, basically, someone else decides what you're worth, right?
Yeah, they make a presentation. Actually, I would love to be in that room with Ken Holland and the agents. They have 90 minutes to make a case, basically. And then the arbitrator says, okay, based on these arguments and these numbers and what's going on around the league, he says you're worth this for 1 year. It's the same thing in football,
yeah,
and
right.
Baseball. I mean,
but Mrazek wants $5 million a year, and they're at around $3 million a year. They're pretty far apart.
Average three, yeah.
Yeah, pretty far apart. We'll see.
All right.
If it goes by how he played, he might only get around the $3
million. I don't know how they... what I'm saying. I would love to be in that room. I don't really like the whole law thing. I don't want to be an attorney, but in this case, I could say that would be a fun way to be an attorney.
Yes,
that would be an interesting situation. All right, Big Boy Sports Recap, part two coming up, second half. We'll be right back at the Outdoor Show.
Hey, golfers, now's the time to sign up for a new membership at the Marquette Golf Club. As the UP's only 36-hole complex, you can enjoy an amazing experience, both on the Heritage Course or the infamous Gray Walls, ranked as one of the top 100 courses in the U.S. Membership start at just $965. Find out more by calling 225-0721 or take a virtual tour at MarquetteGolfClub.com.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club,
where you'll be golfing on Gray Walls
in 2 hours and 4 minutes.
Not excited or anything, are you? You should be. It's fantastic. Both courses open to the public. The UP's only 36-hole golf complex. And you can also go in the clubhouse. Enjoy yourself there as well. I'll be there tomorrow night with you.
Yes. And you might buy me a beer after. Last week you said you were going to, and I sat there and I didn't see a beer.
Oh, I didn't really see
a beer come my way. I don't know.
I was just shocked that you actually kept your word and stayed.
Oh, okay. Well.
I apologize. I'll buy you a beer.
So let's start with the big news.
All right.
White Sox ace Chris Sale has apologized to the fans. A little late, don't you think?
Did he apologize to his teammates?
Yeah, his fans and his teammates.
I did hear the argument why. He said they were very uncomfortable, and they changed his mechanics and how he threw the ball. That's why he did not want to use the uniform, and he said they're putting sales and marketing above winning, and that's why he threw a hissy fit.
Okay, I like some of those comments, but come on.
All right.
Take scissors to him? Okay.
Quickly here, Brewers win last night.
Big win.
In a
big win.
Big way, too.
7-2.
With four home runs?
Chase Anderson, big win. They had four home runs. Maldonado, their new catcher probably, if they trace it.
LaCroix?
Scooter Jeanette home run. Villar home run. Villar is my new favorite player.
And there you go. He's your new Brewer.
My new Brewer.
Series continues in Milwaukee against Arizona tonight, 8:10 p.m. Last night, well, a big win for the Tigers in Boston, 4-2. JV pitched great. Iglesias hits a ball out of the park. I'm pretty sure that your daughter is bigger than Jose Iglesias. And he hit the ball out of the park.
They call that a home run, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. However, Brad Ausmus did his best to throw the game as he left Justin Wilson sitting out there after he gives up two men on base, zero outs.
You're saying Brad Ausmus almost lost
why,
the game?
Yes. Why didn't he go out to them? Why? It was so obvious. My blind, dead grandmother could have seen that Justin Wilson didn't have his stuff last night. Hello. No outs. You just gave up two men on base. Bye-bye. Where's Sparky Anderson? Bye-bye.
But guess what they did this time? They let K-Rod come in and get the one out in the eighth.
He gave four outs.
And he got the three outs in the ninth.
Yeah, but I'm telling you,
I
had to watch the eighth inning with one eye closed. I was just panicking and just, I couldn't believe it.
I'll tell you right now, Verlander
4-2, by the way, he gave up two runs, and I mean, it was like freakout session.
Wilson
for Tiger
gave,
fans.
Wilson gave up one, and Verlander gave up one.
But I'll
tell
you what, you're right.
Verlander's 10-6, and seriously, the way he's pitching this year, he could be 13-3. Because they haven't given him run support, or they've blown the game late.
True.
So many times.
Bullpen has not helped him either. Pelfrey tonight. I'm worried. J.D. Martinez starts his rehab tonight
the
in
confidence.
Toledo. I am worried. It's Pelfrey. Come on. And then Zimmerman set to start his rehab on Friday in Toledo.
The Brewers have Garza tonight.
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
I'll catch you tomorrow. Have fun golfing.
I will.